The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's a great pleasure to be joined by my old mate, Stephanie Regan, who is all-knowing in terms of all types of relationship issues, emotional issues, and so on. And by God, do we need her help, because today we're going to talk about forgiveness. First of all, Stephanie, you're still doing the podcast?
Yes, I am. What Thanks, Ivan. Lovely to see you. Tough Love podcast with matchmaker Mairead Lochman. The two of us do that podcast and we're loving it.
It's called Tough Love.
Tough Love.
Well, you're as tough as they come. So that sounds good.
God, it's nice to have you back, Ivan.
Indeed, indeed. So talk to me about forgiveness, because is this kind of redemption, contrition, is this a religious thing?
Well, of course, it has that religious connotation, doesn't it? And in some ways, I think it's important to put that up front at the beginning. It's nothing to do with religion in the context that I'm talking about or we're going to talk about today. Nothing. But I think, and maybe that's another reason, actually, why forgiveness, you know, the very word sort of turns us off a little bit, because we feel it does have a bit of a holier than thou about it, a little bit of a kind of, as you say, religious aspect. But I think of it in the mental health terms, because I see so many people going around in a loop. In anger over and in anger, resentment, or just difficulty accepting that something has gone wrong in their life, or indeed that somebody has done something that has hurt them, that has let them down or disappointed them. And they and you find them going in a loop, Ivan, and there's an energy factor to that. If you're in a loop about one thing, you're giving a lot of energy to it. You don't have energy for other things.
So you're talking in the context and the prism of the person who needs to do the forgiving. The wrong has been done to them. Okay.
The transgression is to them.
And so you're all in favour of forgiveness.
Yes, because if you don't, the opposite of forgiving is being in this loop, being in a cycle of anger, being in a cycle of resentment, which has been absolutely shown to be very bad for your mental health, also your physical health. There's quite a bit of research to show that forgiveness is good for you, that it lowers your risk of heart attack. It can reduce kind of physical pain. It improves cholesterol levels. So it's that whole thing of not getting caught in the loop. We all know people and we've seen, you know, in our own personal lives where you see people who you go out with them and they somehow always find a way of bringing the conversation back to that one thing, that one time, that be it. A breakup, the person who let them down, the person they used to be married to, the person who, you know, the time they didn't get the job, you know, something that they can't let go. And you can see yourself that they're not in a good headspace because their energy isn't available for going forward, thinking about new things.
Yeah, I call that a chip off your shoulder. You can see people who have this grievance and they're actually screwing themselves up.
Exactly. Okay. That is exactly the word, because the grievance may be absolutely valid. It doesn't mean that, you know, dude, let everything go. We're not supposed to roll over and take everything. I'm not saying that. But if something has happened to you, you have to accept that life sometimes can be tough. Sometimes people disappoint you. Sometimes things go against you. But what do you do about it? Do you go in the loop, giving out about it? Or do you have a sort of a deeper look at it and let something go?
So is it forgive and forget, or is it just forgive?
I think perhaps forgetting is a harder thing and maybe not always the wise thing, but forgiving is important. Let's just go with forgetting. If you forget, of course, you know, if you've a lot of energy tied up in something, a lot of emotional energy, I think forgetting is probably not the wise first step. People often say, you know, there's a kind of a tendency to over forgive. That's the other toxic positivity kind of thing. I'm not asking people to forgive too early, because if you do that, you're in a different space.
You could be a soft touch.
Yeah. And
you might do it again.
And you mightn't be acknowledging the fact that you've hurt me. I'm annoyed with you. I am never going to trust you again. And I'm going to mind myself. That's important. So it's important not to forget. But it's also important then to say to yourself, I can't do anything about this. So going around in a loop, thinking about what he could have done, what she could have done, how else this could have played out, how my life could have been. Okay. All of that is a complete waste of your good energy.
So if, say, someone has decided they have family and they're not speaking to someone and they're just not prepared to get over whatever the row is about, how would you say to process this, how to go about forgiving and forgetting?
Yes. Well, I think putting yourself first, you should think about letting it go, in the sense that not that you're letting them off the hook, not that you're saying they were right and you were wrong in any way, but rather recognize that there's something you can do about this. Think about the pros and cons. There are pros and cons about being out of touch with people. We've talked about that at different points. See that you have some control and choice in the situation, because you can choose how you react. You can stay in the, as I say, in the red zone of anger, or you can choose to be, choose to let that go. You can choose to say, I don't need to care about this. I can accept that this person has done me wrong. I don't agree with it. I'm not in any way, you know, sort of putting myself in a position to have that done to me again, but I can let it go. And I can accept that there's nothing I can do about that now. It's over, it's done. And in that sense, you have to forget about it. In other words, you can't change the past. So don't keep going there to try and change
it
in your head.
But should you initiate the forgiveness process in terms of reaching out to someone who, or you know, the, say you've blanked someone and you've just excised them from your life.
Yes.
I mean, Is it up to you to make the first step or not?
No, and I think forgiveness is a good, very good point, because forgiveness is an internal process. It doesn't always have to be done externally. You know, I don't think you have to say the words to people. This really is about you forgiving in order that you withdraw your energy from the situation and you don't keep hoping it will be different. So I wouldn't think that you have to initiate it. Now, in family, I encourage that. But sometimes it's too toxic. Sometimes it's too difficult. Sometimes it's too hard on the person and they've been hurt too much. So there are times when I think you have to just create that space and let them go, let that relationship stand still until it can be, if you like, until you can return to it at a more positive time when somebody acknowledges that maybe they've hurt you, stepped over boundaries, blah, 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 all of that. But I think it's more an internal process where you focus on yourself, you focus on the damage it's doing to you, what you want from life, what you want to be more important and give your energy to that.
Why do people, some people find it so hard to forgive?
Some people find it almost impossible.
Is it a personality trait?
Yes, it
or
is.
What?
It is a personality.
Is it stubbornness?
I think it's more to do with the fact that they were treated in a very black and white way, usually themselves as a kid. And they maybe find that, you know, life is, they like that black and whiteness of life. And they will, you will notice that people who don't forgive others are not very forgiving of themselves. I've always noticed that. And so if you don't, if you're not kind to yourself and say, you know, I did my best there. It wasn't great, but I've made a mistake. And, you know, we all have to have that sort of niceness to ourselves, that kind of kindness to ourselves. And if you do, it's much easier to give it to others.
OK, it's quite a lot of text response to this. Can you forgive if forgiveness is not sought?
Can you forgive if forgiveness
is... In other words, someone said, no, I'm quite happy to have this a kind of mutual exclusion zone.
Yeah.
In other words, you know, can you still forgive then if the other person doesn't want to be forgiven?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's an interesting dynamic. But I suppose when I don't think you have to forgive if they're not looking for anything in that sense. There's no obligation or no request.
But if you want to get out of the loop...
But if you want to get out of the loop, think of it in terms of withdrawing your energy from the conflict. I think that's where I see it. That's where people get caught. They're still in their mind saying he could have and he should have and he would have.
Here's a complex one. How should I handle not seeing or hearing from my young adult children because of 10 years of parental alienation?
Yeah, parental alienation is a very real thing. And I know I get a lot of texts from people about that.
Yeah.
And it's in divorce, in separations, where one parent utilizes, you know, in many ways their influence over their children to isolate the other parent or the parent who's not, the non-custodial or the parent that the children are not living with. I think it's vile. I think it's toxic. And I think it's something that we really, you know, it's legislated for in other countries. It's not legislated for here. But what can you do? You really have to hold with your children until they grow a little bit. It's very painful. A lot of men are in this situation. I know it. I would say to you, hold faith with that. Continue with the cards. Continue with the effort. Try not to blame the children for the things that they say and do. Remember, they are under a lot of influence of someone else. And well, that will change. It normally does change, and I've witnessed it a lot.
Can you forgive someone who doesn't acknowledge what they have done?
Well, with greater difficulty, but forgiving them, you know, it's obviously great if people can apologise, but they don't always. And so my point to you is forgive in the sense of mind yourself. Pull yourself back from the situation and don't forget what has been done, because you have to protect yourself for the future.
Here's a very macho sort of text. I don't think it's helpful. I found revenge the best forgiveness. Don't get mad, get even is my motto, and there are so many ways. I mean, that only creates a cycle of pain.
And a cycle of, it's a kind of an angry response, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the people who have the broadest kind of, I always think, the people who have the greatest range of emotional response to any situation are the most flexible. We talk a lot about resilience, but really that's, you know, revenge is a hammer blow. No, I don't think it's going to get you anywhere.
What you're saying is the biggest beneficiary of the ability to forgive is for yourself.
It's the person themselves. Yeah.
All right. Words of wisdom. Always a pleasure to have in studio Stephanie Regan. And the podcast again is?
Tough Love Podcast.
Tough Love. That's just what I need.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.